On 6BR Breakfast, it's time to chat with Josh Kennedy of the West Coast Eagles.
Thanks to Ross's Auctioneers and Valuers.
Auctions weekly at 453 Orong Road, Welshpool.
Visit auctions.com.au.
Well, it's the biggest game of the year in Perth. There's no doubt about that. A home preliminary final. Josh Kennedy to play a leading role. And has he had a beard trim?
Oh, absolutely. I think he's getting ready because he wants to go back and look at it in history, I would suggest. JK, good morning.
Morning, Joshy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, who did the trim?
What do you mean trim?
You've had trim, mate.
Oh, I just had to trim the top lip. It was getting a bit fray, so
what about it.
But thank you for noticing.
Not the bit on your chin? You haven't trimmed that bit?
No. I've cut off, I suppose, a few fray ends, but nothing.
Joshy, you've had a tidy up, mate. You've definitely had a tidy up.
Well, I was looking a bit homeless at one stage there, so I had to make sure tidy up a bit.
Have you seen the back page of the paper today?
No, I haven't, sorry.
Your head is the size of, well, what would you say, Millsy? I mean, how big is Josh's head on the back page of the West? Half the page.
A big pumpkin?
Oh,
well, the boys usually say I've got a pinhead, so if it's big, it's probably doing me a compliment.
That's probably good. Now, you've had a big week. Obviously, everyone's getting excited about the possibility of the penultimate week of football leading to the ultimate week in football. Are you confident leading into this match against the Demons?
Yeah, look, it's going to be a massive challenge for us. You know, the D's are in really good form and they've got a pretty good momentum, but look, we've been playing some good footy as well, so we're really looking forward to the challenge and to get it at Optus Stadium. We've got 60,000 people rocking up. It's going to be a great game to watch, but it's going to be a great game to play in, so we're really looking forward to it and looking forward to hopefully getting the win and push ourselves into a grand final.
So when Jack and yourself have played, you haven't lost this season?
Well, I think those stats can be fudged, but you could probably say a few other things around those.
Well, that's true,
though.
I'm not fudging it. That's an absolute fact. Mm.
Yeah, but you could probably say, well, if you've got Shannon Hearn and Gov with also Dom Sheed and maybe Liam Ryan playing as well, that we could win as well. So,
yeah,
I'm not too sure about those stats.
Half see what you're saying there, but no, that's a fair point. What I'm curious, Josh, you've talked about how, you know, you're a bit rusty in the first game and that you've done all this match simulation. You've only played probably, three games in the space of 13 or 14 weeks. How do you know now, coming into this second game after another week off, how do you know that you're going to be right? I mean, what tells you, okay, it's going to be better to start this game than it was to start the last game?
Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you just, you know, you go through training and you get enough out of training or what you think you need. But it's going to be another intense game. It probably just didn't adjust to the speed of what was happening. They had a great defence and Melbourne have got a fantastic back six. So I know it's going to be a massive challenge. So it's just getting yourself in the right headspace, I suppose. And the last couple of weeks we've been able to get a fair bit of training in. We had a good session last Friday and just making the most of, I suppose, these sessions we've got available. We had one yesterday, I've got one tomorrow, and a little top up on Friday before the game. So it's just making the most of the time that we're allowed to and preparing like we usually do.
Well, you need to be prepared at the start because you got a little bit over the top in the last game. Collingwood really got the jump. So are you worried about that with Melbourne? I mean, they're very frantic with their attack on the footy. Have that been discussed much this week?
Obviously, yeah, Connor got the jump. The last time we played Melbourne, I think they kicked the first five goals or something. So I think it was like 26 to 0 at one stage. Yep. So it was, they come over and just went bang. So we don't want that because in a big final, you know, it's pretty hard to catch up. We were able last time, to get in front third quarter or maybe the last just. But you don't want to be playing catch up in big games like this. So we've got to make sure that we're on early and making sure that we're up for the challenge straight away.
How's Shepherd?
Yeah, he's going alright. He's had surgery, mate. He hasn't been in the club yet. He's still at home recovering and stuff. He's as well as he could be. It's a tough time for, I suppose, him and Nick and Gaffey who are, you know, around but can't play this week. But he's getting through and he's pretty resilient, Shep. So I'm sure he'll be fine. But yeah, once he's up and about and able to get up into the club, he'll be back in and helping us push forward.
Your ruckman have got a huge job this week, Josh. I mean, Max Gawn, probably the form ruckman of the competition, along with Grundy from Collingwood. Huge job. I mean, the way that Scott Lysett and Vardy handle him may well determine the outcome of this match.
Oh, yeah, massive, massive. It's a big test for our guys, and you know Max Gawn's the best ruckman in the comp at the moment, and you know he's in some really good form the last few weeks as well. So it's a big test for our boys. You know they've got to get up and they've just got to compete and challenge with him, and you know it's our boys in the middle have got to do their thing as well. So it's going to be a big test for those boys.
Belated birthday wishes to Lauren on her 30th birthday, and we wish you the best, mate, on the weekend. Let's hope we're talking again next week, and you're heading to a grand final.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Joshy. Josh Kennedy from the West Coast Eagles, 9221182. In his honour, as it always is on a Tuesday, caller number 17. I reckon we got another week out of Josh at least.
9221182, if you want to play.
That was Josh Kennedy of the West Coast Eagles.
Thanks to Ross's Auctioneers and Valuers.
Auctions weekly at 453 Orong Road, Welshpool.
Visit auctions.com.au. If